आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस फोर्थ नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफ चीफ सेक्रेटरीज इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। टू बिल्स रिलेटेड टू वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन लिस्टेड फॉर इंट्रोडक्शन इन लोकसभा टुमारो। Home Minister Amit Shah dismisses allegations that One Nation, One Election bill undermines the principles of federalism. Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas releases stricter GRAP rules for the region. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake to arrive in New Delhi today on a three-day visit to India, and India to take on China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup hockey in Muscat today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the fourth National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi chaired the conference yesterday. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments, with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief secretaries and senior officials of all states and union territories and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the Constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity in diversity a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that his government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said this while he was responding to the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said India is committed to becoming a developed nation and it will become the third largest economy in the coming years.
Our देश बहुत तेज गति से विकास कर रहा है। भारत बहुत ही जल्द विश्व की तीसरी बड़ी आर्थिक शक्ति बनने की दिशा में बहुत मजबूत कदम रख रहा है। और इतना ही नहीं, 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का संकल्प है कि जब हम आजादी की शताब्दी मनाएंगे, हम इस देश को विकसित भारत बना करके रहेंगे। ये हर भारतीय का संकल्प, ये हर भारतीय का सपना। लेकिन इस संकल्प से सिद्धि के लिए सबसे बड़ी आवश्यकता है, वो है भारत की एकता। हमारा संविधान भी भारत की एकता का आधार है।
Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. More from our correspondent.
Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. This will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local body elections like panchayats and municipalities will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. With Bhupendra Singh, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has dismissed the allegations that the One Nation, One Election bill undermines the principle of federalism. Speaking at a function organized by a TV channel in New Delhi, he said simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly election is not a new thing. Mr. Shah said three elections in this country were conducted under the One Nation, One Election method.
इस देश में तीन चुनाव वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन के तहत 52 में सभी चुनाव साथ में हुए, 57 में कोई कारणों से चुनाव अलग हो रहे थे तो 8 राज्यों के असेंबली भंग कर दी गई और चुनाव साथ में कराए। इसके तीसरा चुनाव भी कम ओबेस वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन हुआ। एक टूटा कहा, टूटा वहां कि जब जवाहरलाल नेहरू ने केरल में एक सरकार तोड़ दी, कम्युनिस्ट पार्टी की नामोद्रीपाद की सरकार थी उसको तोड़ दिया, और फिर इंदिरा गांधी जी ने तो सरकार तोड़ने के सारे रिकॉर्ड तोड़ दिए, तो मिड टर्म इलेक्शन शुरू हुए और 71 में चुनाव जीतने के लिए लोकसभा का भी विसर्जन समय से पहले हो गया, वहां से मिसमैच हुआ है.
Mr. Shah said even after this, the third election was conducted largely following the One Nation, One Election approach, responding to the allegations that the One Nation, One Election is a presidential-style model and will benefit the BJP. The Home Minister dismissed the claims and said this is absolutely wrong.
14 mein bhi Modi ji the, Orissa mein chunav ek saath hua, assembly mein hum haar gaye the. 19 mein bhi Modi ji the, wahan ek saath chunav hua, hum haar gaye the. 19 में पूरे देश में प्रचंड बहुमत मिला, आंध्र प्रदेश में हम हार गए थे. ऐसे नहीं होता है. अब जनता को क्या समझते हैं? जनता का सिर निर करने की क्षमता सबसे ज्यादा अगर किसी में दुनिया भर की जनता में है तो भारत की जनता में है. वो अच्छे से सिर निर कर इस पर भरोसा करना चाहिए.
Home Minister Amit Shah will attend various programs in Raipur and Jagdalpur during his Chhattisgarh visit today. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will present the prestigious President's Police Colours to the Chhattisgarh Police in a ceremony organised at Police Parade Ground in Raipur today. This honour will be given to Chhattisgarh Police for integrity, human dignity and excellent record of the last 24 years. President Colour, also known as Nishan, is the highest honour that can be bestowed upon any military unit of the country. Now, all the officers of Chhattisgarh Police will wear this emblem in their uniform, which will become a symbol of their excellence and identity. Union Home Minister will also attend the closing ceremony of Bastar Olympics organized in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar today. Apart from this, he will also interact with the surrendered Maoist. The Union Home Minister will pay tribute to martyrs in Jagdalpur and meet families of victims affected by left-wing extremism. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas, CAQM, has revised the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, for the entire NCR. Under the revised GRAP, certain targeted actions that were earlier under the Stages 3 and 4 have now been incorporated in Stages 2 and 3. More from our correspondent.
Under the revised action plan, the actions under Stage 2 deal with very poor air quality, with Delhi's AQI between 301 to 400. Under the revised action plan, the actions under Stage 2 deal with very poor air quality, with Delhi's AQI between 301 to 400. Stage 3 deals with severe air quality between 401 to 450. And Stage 4 deals with severe plus air quality with an AQI above 450. The actions under Stage 2 will now include vacuum sweeping and water sprinkling of the identified roads on a daily basis, especially at hotspots, heavy traffic corridors, along with proper disposal of collected dust at landfills. Further, in Stage 3, the Delhi government as well as the state governments in NCR will have to mandatorily conduct classes for children up to class 5 in hybrid mode. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanayake will arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day official visit to India. This is his first visit to India after assuming office of Sri Lanka's president. Mr. Desanayake will conclude his visit on Tuesday. Here is more from our correspondent.
The visit of President Anura Kumaradesanayake to India is being seen to further strengthen the multifaceted and mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. During the visit, President Desanayake will meet Rashtrapati Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on key bilateral issues. Mr. Desanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and enhance commercial ties between the two nations. In addition, he will also visit Bodh Gaya, highlighting the shared cultural heritage between India and Sri Lanka. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Moving on to the world of sports, we have updates from hockey, squash and domestic cricket. Report.
In Hockey Women's Junior Asia Cup, India will face China in the title clash at Muscat, Oman today. Defending champions India are now on the brink of retaining their title. Women in blue will also look to take revenge of the pool match defeat from China by 2-1. Yesterday, India secured a dominant 3-1 win over Japan, earning a well-deserved spot in the final. Next update is from World Squash Team Championships, where Indian men's team finished their campaign at 5th spot after beating host Hong Kong China 2-0 in the playoffs yesterday. On the other hand, the Indian women's team ended their campaign in the 7th position after securing a narrow 2-1 victory over France in their final match of the competition. Moving on to domestic cricket, Mumbai will face Madhya Pradesh in the final match of the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. Shreyas Iyer-led Mumbai will try to lift the trophy for the second time after 2022, while Rajat Patidar-led Madhya Pradesh are still in search of their first title. Both the teams are filled up with a strong batting order. Moving towards Indian Super League football, Mohammedan SC will lock horns with Mumbai City FC at Kishore Bharti Krirangan in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last we have from Pro Kabaddi League, where Jaipur Pink Panthers will face Tamil Thalaivas at the Balewadi Sports Complex in Pune today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. This will be followed by another match between U Mumbai and UP Yodhas in same venue at 9 p.m. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In some more sports news, in men's cricket, day two of the third test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is currently underway at Brisbane in Gabba. Host Australia were 104 for 3 at lunch when Stephen Smith and Travis Head were at the crease. In the first session, Jasprit Bumrah dismissed both the openers, while Nitish Reddy sent Manas back to the pavilion. Yesterday, Rohit Sharma's India won the toss and opted to bowl first against Pat Cummins's Australia. However, the opening day was called off due to rain and Australia managed to score only 28 runs for no loss. The five-match series currently remains tied at 1-1. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will serve as the chief guest at a TB Awareness Friendship Cricket match today, featuring selected MPs from all political parties. A delegation of MPs led by former Union Minister and Hamirpur Lok Sabha MP Anurag Singh Thakur invited Mr. Birla to attend the friendly match. The 20-over cricket match, dubbed TB Mukt Bharat Awareness Cricket Match, will start at 9 this morning at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium near India Gate in New Delhi. The match will be broadcast live on Doordarshan's Sports Channel and Sansad TV. The Lok Sabha Speaker 11 team will be captained by Mr. Thakur, while the Rajya Sabha Chairman 11 will be led by Union Minister Kiran Rijiju. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions continuing over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, cold wave to severe cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in isolated pockets of Madhya Pradesh today. The weather department has also predicted cold wave conditions in isolated pockets over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha today, and in Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad during the next 2 days. Further, the IMD has forecast dense fog in night and morning hours in isolated pockets over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The IMD added that smog and mist conditions are likely to prevail in the night and morning hours in Delhi NCR as well. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Naresh. The front pages of most dailies this morning are replete with the news about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech during the debate in the Lok Sabha, marking 75 years of the Constitution. Modi blames Congress for stifling Constitution across 7 decades, says Hindustan Times, while the Indian Express quotes the Prime Minister in the headline, Nehru to Rahul, Congress inflicted repeated blows on Constitution. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election have been listed for introduction in the Lok Sabha tomorrow, reports the Statesman. RG Car principal gets bail, protests erupt in Kolkata, reports the Asian Age. EV sales set to touch 100,000 mark this year, writes the Financial Express. South Korea lawmakers impeach president for martial law bid, reads a front page headline in the Hindu. Ayodhya, home to the under-construction Sri Ram Temple, has emerged as the state's most visited destination, surpassing even the iconic Taj Mahal in Agra, with the state of UP experiencing a tourism surge. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election listed for introduction in Lok Sabha tomorrow. Home Minister Amit Shah dismisses allegations that One Nation, One Election bill undermines the principles of federalism. Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas releases stricter GRAP rules for the region. Sri Lankan President Anurag Kumaradesanayake to arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit to India, and India to take on China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup hockey in Muscat today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. With that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.